It's Morning Edition from NPR News. I'm Linda Wertheimer.
And I'm Steve Inskeep. Good morning. New violence between rival Palestinian factions erupted in the West Bank overnight. Militants loyal to Palestinian leader Mahmoud Abbas attacked the parliament and other government offices now controlled by the militant Islamists of the Hamas movement.
Earlier in the day, Hamas gunmen attacked Abbas loyalists in the Gaza Strip. Alongside the inter-Palestinian violence, there's also been an escalation in attacks and counterattacks between Palestinian militants and Israel. We have two reports. First, NPR's Linda Gradstein in Gaza City.
A truck flying the green flags of Hamas winds through the streets of Beit Lahia in northern Gaza, calling on Palestinians to attend the funerals of two Hamas gunmen killed in an Israeli airstrike on Sunday. A few blocks away, the Ghalia family is receiving mourners at a tent set up outside their small house. Seven members of this family of strawberry farmers were killed by an explosion on a Gaza beach last Friday. Initial reports said the blast came from an errant Israeli artillery shell. Israeli commanders voiced regret for the civilian deaths. However, Israeli military sources now say it was a bomb planted by Hamas and not Israeli artillery fire that killed the civilians. But here in Gaza, no one doubts Israel was to blame. 27-year-old Riham Ghalia is a cousin of one of those killed.
What kind of feelings should I have? My relatives went to the beach to spend a good time. They were escaping from the artillery, the Israeli artillery. So what crimes did they do?
And there were calls for revenge, like this one from 24-year-old Nidal, who is studying accounting at a local university.
We'll continue the resistance to restore our land and not kneeling like the others.
The others he's referring to are Palestinian leader Mahmoud Abbas and his supporters in the Fatah movement, which wants to reach a peace deal with Israel. Abbas has called for a referendum on a peace plan that implicitly recognizes Israel, but Hamas has rejected both the plan and the referendum. Just hours after the killings on the beach, Hamas announced it would no longer abide by the de facto ceasefire announced by the key Palestinian factions 16 months ago. It was worked out with help from Egyptian mediators in an attempt to give President Abbas an opportunity to revive peace talks with Israel. Hamas spokesman Sami Abu Zuhri said the deal is now off.
After the last massacre of 2 days ago, and by the killing of the women, the children, so there is no way to keep silent anymore. And we found that it's necessary from our part to defend our people and protect our people.
Hamas leaders threatened a resumption of suicide bombings in Israel. The group has already resumed rocket attacks from Gaza on nearby towns in southern Israel. Linda Gradstein, NPR News, Gaza.